Right, we were talking yesterday about how I went to Matalan at the weekend, and how exciting.
It was a lot better conversation than that.
And but, that's the end. Yeah. And here's the next record.
Saw some good wine glasses, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Excellent.
And they have those versions of songs that aren't by the original artist but sound a little bit like them. And that got us thinking that maybe we should do a few versions with Chopper and see if we can get them on any shops.
You cut me open and I keep bleeding, keep bleeding, Lord.
Imagine this, you're going around Morrison's.
Bleeding, I keep bleeding.
Or Mark Chapman singing Umbrella.
When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took an oath, stick it out till the end.
Tim Barker was on, he is the manager at Curry's in Crawley. He wants to use your music to demo the hi-fis, you know where they turn the hi-fis up really loud so you can see if they're any good or not?
Yeah.
He's up for that. Neris, her dad is the manager at Leisure Quest in Swansea. She says he'll be right up for it. George isn't the manager of her shop, but says her manager's pretty laid back, so we'll probably be game. It's all on, I tell you. Floyd's been on. He's prepared to give it a go. He's the floor manager of Woolworths in Aberystwyth. And Katie, I'd love you in Woolworths, that'd be great.
Would you?
Yeah. Katie, who is the store manager for River Island and Aldershot, doesn't think that will be a problem either.
Some big shops wanting some big tunes.
I think it's all going to be on. Even Zane did one last night, which I'd also quite like to hear on in shops.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
Stay away that it gets better.
When you get what you want, but not what you need.
I can hear this in Matalan.
It's beautiful, right? Check it out.
When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep.
I was thinking more fresh code, but you know, whatever. That's cool.
Stuck in reverse.
It's a tough note.
Oof. Oh, that's lovely.
Lights will guide.
Arms in the air.
You home.
Arms in the air, there, Lauren.
I've got my lighter out.
That's against health and safety, but I love that. Get them up.
Your bones.
Yeah, there you go. Break the law.
I will try to fix you.
Now we do.
I was quite impressed that he did that.
I was.
But. You know, I thought it was going to be my album, so maybe Zane could be the hidden bonus track.
Well, that's why I've got something great to play you next.
Have you?
This is what I'm imagining is the next step on this, okay? What we're doing now is we're getting the CD of you sent out to all these shops, and very soon, when you're walking around the supermarket or wherever, whichever shop, it'll be Chopper doing the Muzak instead of those people that don't sound quite like Robbie Williams or Celine Dion. Like this.
Introducing the new album from Mark Chapman.
If I lay here, if I just lay here,
a voice like no other,
would you lay with me and just forget the world?
Stunning interpretations of the hits of today.
When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took an oath, stick it out.
In Mark's unique style.
Keep bleeding love.
A modern day masterpiece.
I keep bleeding love.
Moving renditions of popular favourites.
Keep bleeding love. You cut me open and I...
Mark Chapman, the album, out now.
Keep bleeding love.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, so we sent your CD out, Mark Chapman, the album, to see if we could get it on in shops instead of the music they normally play, not by original artists. And earlier, we spoke to a bloke called Tim... Earlier this afternoon, he works in Crawley.
Hello, yeah, how you doing, Scott?
I'm very good. So where are you now?
I'm actually standing on the middle of the shop floor in wet Crawley at the moment.
Okay, what's your shop?
It's Curry's Food Store in Crawley Town Centre.
It's raining, so it's probably quite busy in your shop, is it?
It's busy, yeah. Everyone's just having a browse on the TVs and the hi-fis and iPods and things like that.
So you can see a lot of people?
I can see, as I stand in now, I've probably got about 15 people in the store.
All right. And what kind of stuff do you play on the hi-fis?
Do you want to have a listen, Scott?
Yeah, go on.
Let's whack a CD in. Sort of basic classical and a bit of jazz and other bits and pieces, so you can hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. sort of boring stuff.
And that's what you test the hi-fis with, so people can tell whether they like the sound or not.
Yeah, you've got the classical stuff, you've got a bit of jazz, you've got some bit of drum and bass in there, so you can sort of test top and bottom of the...
Can we hear some more of what you normally play?
Yeah, let's play another track on there, give me a sec.
Right, same one.
Yeah, same one.
Yeah, it's like you DJing this.
Oh, I tell you what, you can mix some of these. Hang on, there's one.
No, he couldn't.
hang on, there we go. So very sort of chilled out sort of music.
Yeah. Now, do you have the CD that we sent you of Chappers?
I do indeed. Oh, yeah, let's pull that in. We've had some great reactions to this.
So you've been playing it already?
I played it. Well, I actually did a couple of copies of it. And this morning I was selling a TV to a lady in the sort of older generation, and you could tell she wasn't quite sure if it was real or not. And then she said, "Music of today."
Did she say the music of today?
Yeah.
You aren't bootlegging my album, are you?
I think she sort of chilled into it in the end. It's all quite good. So, yeah, I've got it here ready to go. I've got about 15 people around me. I've actually got some, because we're in Crawley right by Gatwick, I've got some cabin crew that come in regularly, and they're looking at me rather strangely.
So if you could just play the track for me, all right?
Yeah, playing the track.
Yeah, we'll wait a few minutes and see what happens. Oh, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Some stuff from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough. Getting some funny looks here, Scott. I've got a load of people looking at me now. It's getting a bit embarrassing.
So, Chappers, your CD is now on in Curry's Digital in Crawley.
Did you say you got some cabin crew there?
Yeah, there's some cabin crew here. Do I have a word?
No, I'm just wondering if any of the air stewardesses are kind of impressed.
They're actually all gentlemen at the moment, actually.
Yeah. What are they doing?
Looking at me rather strange at the moment.
Alright, leave it on. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart's crippled by the veins that I keep on closing. I'm getting some very strange looks now, Scott. Imagine it, you're shopping for a new hi-fi, you're walking around Curry's Digital in Crawley, and it's you doing Bleeding Love.
You would buy this hi-fi though, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah.
Sounds great.
I think you definitely would. It does show it off to its full potential. You cut me open. These are the best bits coming up.
Has anybody left the shop yet?
No, it's raining outside, but they're not impressed. I'm getting some funny looks.
Who's looking at you?
All the people at the cash desk at the moment.
But nothing's greater than the rush that comes with your embrace. Do you think people would leave if it wasn't raining heavily outside?
I think quite possibly.
I don't think so. I think this is going to bring more people in.
Oh dear.
Now, what you could do, could you leave that on loop for me for about 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And we'll come back to you and see what's happening in the shop then, all right?
No worries.
All right, speak to you in a minute.
All right, take care, Scott. Bye-bye.
Right, we'll play what happened in 10 minutes' time when we left it on loop. People are loving his laugh on 8119.
They are, aren't they?
Bit of a salesman laugh, isn't it? He can't tell you all the specifications really quickly and then laugh a lot, wouldn't he? This hi-fi's the one you need. It's got watts of speakers and... yeah. Please keep playing his laugh. It's brilliant. Okay. Got a good one here as well. Yeah. It's a career laugh. Your boss tells a really unfunny joke.